Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's poppin', what's poppin'? It's the Kid Lucky Me here, and this is Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Your boy Brooklyn Black ain't gonna be here, you know what I'm saying, a little bit under the weather. I'm under the weather, too, but we still gonna keep the show going or whatever. We got a lot to talk about, you know what I'm saying? If you tune in, this is Real Talk with Lucky Me and Elmira, you know what I'm saying? Elmira finally has a voice. We're gonna be discussing Mayweather. Elmira's loser of the week. We got a little bit of swap shop talk, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired of the window shoppers. We're talking about forgiveness. We're talking about, we got baby talk. Pretty much, been thinking about, you know what I'm saying, having another kid. And, you know, is it a good thing that I should use my baby mom or should I just wait for love? We're going to be talking about all that. Buffalo Bills doing it big. We got the dating question of the day. And so, you know what I'm saying? Y'all tuned in. We're going to be locked in from 8 to 9 today. You know what I mean? I got to go to movies, Hooters.com. Before we get into all the madness and craziness, we're going to slow it down, you know what I'm saying, with some 112.
That's on the
what
radio.
What is this numbers in your pocket? I remember when you used to throw those things away. Why do you wanna keep in touch now? Who gave you a reason to act so shady?
Talk with Lucky Me. You just heard that 112 featuring Shine. It's over now. It's a throwback, but it's a classic. It's good stuff. Now, like I said, shout out to Brooklyn Black. He under the weather. I'm a little bit under the weather right now. I'm drinking my vitamin water. Got my Advil on deck, but I still got to keep it popping for y'all guys out here in Elmira. Now, first thing I'm going to touch. Pause. We got to touch tag.com. Now, for those of you who don't know what tag.com is, it's a site where a lot of flirting go on. It's kind of like Facebook, but more of a secretive space to where you can inbox and send hearts and all that good shit and all that and buy pets and all that. So, you know, the other day, the Mayweather fight was popping. I get a hit on the tag thing. Old girl was like, yo, I'm trying to come, you know, I'm in PA, whatever. I'm trying to come down to Elmira. I'm trying to meet you. I'm trying to chill. Da-da-da, I got two of my girlfriends and all that. You go get a girlfriend. I mean, you go get some dudes and we going to chill, get it popping, get something to eat and all that. Now, homegirl, I was talking to her for like 2 weeks up on a tag thing and all that. Now, on her profile, her picture shows that she's a bunny Everybody know I love bunnies. She had a cute little pic, but in the pic she had a little bit of, you know, I guess like baby fat or whatever. She was 25. And so I was like, all right, she got money. She works, car, independent, got her own crib. I was down. You know what I'm saying? So I said, let's do it. I told her, right? I was like, yo, my hair ain't done, whatever, whatever the case may be, and we can still chill and do the damn thing. And so this is what happened. Let me tell you niggas what happened. This is what happened. She came here with her friends, right? Now, I don't have nothing against big girls. I think big girls got, you know, some of the best pussy of all time. You know what I'm saying? But I was bamboozled. I was bamboozled, and I was lied to, and I was hurt. These girls got out the cab, so I ain't going to say who I was hanging out with at the time because these guys got girlfriends, and I want to get them in trouble. But they see the girls or whatever, and these girls are, like, really big, big girls or whatever, like, pop. I'm sorry. Like I said, I know I'm not the most perfect nigga on the earth, but these girls were pop. Shorty Timbs ran into the ground. You know what I mean? It was just a fucked up situation. So the girls, so I'm at first I'm like, all right, I'm going to play it smooth. I'm going to speed this up a little bit, y'all. So we chilled. And at least, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to be pop, you got to get that pussy up like immediately. You got to get that pussy up like immediately. Ain't no hanging around, ain't no walking, hitting the town, none of that. You got to get a pussy up immediately. These girls was humming, stunting, and all that stuff like that. And they still expect, they wanted me to buy them food at Denny's. Denny's is not that expensive, but you know what I'm saying? I wasn't doing it. Long story short, we sent them packing. We told them, yo, we're gonna meet y'all at Denny's or whatever. I got to close up the shop, and we're going to meet them there. We didn't go. I get the crazy, you know, messages and all that. Now, if you're listening, people tell me if I was wrong for, you know what I'm saying, not paying for their shit or whatever. Shorty lied, yo. First of all, you had high school pictures up, you know what I mean, on your tag, and your current status, you had to be at least 220. At least 220. You know what I'm saying? You was a big girl. And so she was blocked, deleted, and she's out of there. Now, I got a little segment that I call, it's going to be question of the day, but it's kind of like based on relationships or whatever. And the first question that I got is from a Gina from Nanuet, New York. And pretty much what she's saying is her man masturbates more than they have sex. They masturbate more, like he masturbates more than, you know what I'm saying, than I as intimate or whatever the case may be. So I thought about it, and the only answer I can give to that is, miss, you gotta spice it up. There's a reason why your man feel that he has to touch himself and not touch you. Either you gain weight, either you lost weight, either you're not doing your hair. It's something you're not doing. You're working too much. It's obvious he's feeling neglected. You know what I'm saying? He's feeling neglected, and he's masturbating. I think that's a healthy thing that he's masturbating. I mean, as a pause, ladies, if your man is masturbating, you should let him do what he do instead of him going out and cheating on you. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And that's what I'm in that, you know what I'm saying, with the question, you know what I'm saying, of the day. A lot of big things pop, went off, you know what I'm saying, this weekend. Your boy Floyd Mayweather did the damn thing or whatever, held it down, washed this nigga Ortiz up. Like I told everybody I would. I want a nice little, you know what I'm saying, handsome $100 or whatever. It's a good look for the kid, you know what I'm saying? I was able to get some cookies, some things. It was nice. So shout out to Money Mayweather, you know what I'm saying? 50 Cent, all them niggas was on deck. It was nice. It was good. It was okay. As far as Elmira, New York, it's all right. At the end of the day, it's all right. I always hear people say all the time, yo, Elmira's whack, and I read people's statuses and stuff like that, and they say, oh, Elmira's dry and ain't nothing going on out here. Listen, people, you got to create your fun. You got to create your happiness. Sometimes, yeah, this town is not 42nd Street. It's not lit up. That's what happens. Every place is not popping. You know what I'm saying? You have to make it fun. I make shit fun everywhere I go. You guys can do the same also. So stop bitching. You know what I'm saying? See your kids. See your shorties. And have fun. And fellas, it's 1-8 ratio out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop fighting over these females. You don't need to be fighting over these females. If a shorty don't want you or whatever, tell her, you know what I'm saying, beat her feet. Get you a new one. It's mad girls out here for us. Let's, you know what I'm saying, let's stop fighting, and let's just, you know what I'm saying, have fun. Yeah, this is Real Talk. Lucky me if you just tuned in or whatever. The Amira's real heavy on the caller. They listening on the check-in. I appreciate that. And we're going to, let me see what we're going to play for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take it. I'm taking it light. I'm a little bit under the weather, so excuse me if I sound a little groggy and all that. Let's see what we got here. I want to keep it sexy. I don't see nothing here. Yeah, we're going to keep it sexy. Oh, I see what I see. We're going to go on some Chris Brown. They said they want to see some Chris Breezy. I don't know. I'm in the chat room right now. Nah, we're going to take it back. I'm going to take it back. We're going to do it like this. Let's do it like that.
Come inside, take off your coat, I'll make you feel at home. Now let's pour a glass of wine, cause now we're all alone. I've been waiting all night, so just let me hold you close to me. Cause I've been dying for you, girl, to make love to me. Girl, you make me feel real good. We can do it till we both wake up. You know I'm hooked on you. And if
yo, what's poppin', what's poppin'? We're back, we're back. It's Real Talk Radio with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Brooklyn Black is not here today, you know what I'm saying? He's under the weather, like so. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to hold it down for him. And another sponsor we just got to send, I just got the email in. Another sponsor, this week's show is also sponsored by Lando's, a place where you can dance for free and the females get down and dirty. Whatever that means, you know what I'm saying? Corny, New York, Lando's. For what I know, it'd be popping on Thursdays and Saturdays and Fridays and all that. It's a good place. Go out there, Lando's, get your little young thing or whatever. Snow bunny heaven. Good girls out there. I met a couple good girls. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lando's. We back. You know what I mean? We talking about a lot. You know what I mean? We talking about a lot. Just real talk with Lucky Me. And anybody that knows me knows that, you know, for the most part, I keep it 1,000. You know what I mean? I kind of, you know, speak from within. And one of the things I've been battling is, you know, I've been wanting a daughter. I've been wanting a daughter, and I don't want to pick a random chick from Elmira to, you know what I mean, get them pregnant. I just, you know what I'm saying? That's real asinine of me to do, you know what I mean? So, you know, when I was down there shopping with my son, I was, you know, I kind of threw it in the air when I was with my son's mom. And she was like, well, you know, if you would like, if you want to, you know what I'm saying? I want a baby too. I want another baby. So if you wanted to, you can put your penis in me. That's what she said. I don't make these things up. She said I can use her vagina and to create another baby. But the whole thing with having another baby and me wanting a daughter or whatever, it's a lot of stress and there's a lot of drama. Because at the same token, my baby mom still want to be with me, and I really don't do those, but I do want a daughter. So it's like, do I deal with the drama of having two kids by a crazy baby mom? But she's a good mother, but a crazy baby mom. Or do I, you know what I mean, do what everybody else do out here in Elmira and get, you know, they move out here, they get somebody pregnant, and then now I got a baby in Elmira. So, you know, these are things that I'm wrestling with, you know what I'm saying, in my head about what should I do. If you're out there, you're listening, you want to chime in or whatever, all you got to do is press 1 if you want to raise your hand or whatever. Let your voice be heard. I need some advice on this, you know what I'm saying? I need some advice about this. Should I get a girl from Elmira pregnant, or should I get my baby moms pregnant? You know what I'm saying? I believe someone got their hand up. Let's see what we got here. You're on the air, miss.
Hello?
Hello?
Honestly, you should probably consider where you're going to, like, stay for the rest of your life. If you're going to stay in Elmira, if you're going to move back. And that's how you should make your decision.
I don't know. I really don't know. I think Elmira is a place where it's cheap living. And someone like myself who's lived mad different places and spent, you know, crazy, like paid crazy amounts of rent, I've learned that Elmira is a cheap place. Like, if anybody can't come here, and this is real talk and this sounds kind of crazy, but anybody who can't come to Elmira and somewhat get their life together, when I say that, because of how cheap the rent is out here, I think, you know, they just bums or you just don't want more. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be in Elmira for five years. If I'm going to continue to be a business owner, I'm going to be here for a while. Miss, I know you don't have kids or whatever, but let's just say you did, but you wasn't with the baby father, and you wanted another child, and he wanted another child. But y'all got along somewhat, but not really all great. But y'all got along for the child. Would you consider having another kid?
No.
Why? Because you have to be in love with the person, or?
Well, no, if you guys aren't together, it doesn't work, and you already have a child in common, like, what's to say when you have another child in common if things are going to get worse?
Well, I know on my end, I think why she's more for it is because She knows, you know what I mean, I'm responsible. I mean, I made some mistakes in the beginning, but for the most part, I'm a responsible parent. She don't have to worry about money. I always take care of my, I don't take care of her, but I take care of my son or whatever. So in her head, she's kind of like, I think, I'm assuming, that she's like, well, at least if I do have a baby, we may not get along or whatever, but at least he's going to take care of his baby. Is that a bad way of thinking, you think?
Well, no, it's not a bad way of thinking, but at the same time, like, what happens if, like, another baby makes your relationship worse with her? Like, that outs your first child with her, and that outs you out of the, well, I don't know how she is because I don't know her, but that could out your relationship with your children as well.
But then you got the other option. Should I sit around here in Elmira, New York, continue to do what I do, and wait for a respectable girl, and keep my keyword is respectable, to have a child with? Now, if that happens, that would be three children that I would have with three different females. Doesn't that sound kind of a little, not horrid, but that sounds kind of, you know, fucked up? Don't
not
it?
Really, not this day and age.
Not this day and age. Well, my mom's had, she had seven different baby fathers. Like, she has seven different baby fathers. Isn't that kind of disgusting? Like, I love all my brothers and sisters, but isn't that kind of disgusting?
You know what? To each their own. Like, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody gets in a whole bunch of relationships. It's people's choices not to use protection. It's people's choices to have children. I mean, if that's what they're happy with, you know, that's what they're happy with. You can't look down on them just because they have so many different baby moms or baby dads or so many different, so much kids. Like, if that's somebody's choice, then that's what they have to live with. You know, if you want one kid, fine. If you want 16, go for it. If you want 16 baby dads, hey, at least you know that each kid is going to be completely different in each and every way.
Well, now, you know, just switching gears real quick. Fucking earlier today, on the book, I put up a question and you responded to it. And I kind of got it from, I was watching, you know, a movie in the store. And the mother just popped back up 20 years later. And she expected for her children to embrace. Some did, some didn't. And I kind of like, I'm kind of throwing that out there, you know. Maybe you could elaborate a little more about, you know, you don't have to say your name, you know, names or nothing like that, but forgiveness. And should a female, whether it's dad or mom, be forgiven after not being there for 20, 30 years or whatever the case may be, 10 years?
Well, my mom was out of my life for 6 years. And the reason we get along so well is because when she came back into my life, she tries to pick up from the age that she left me at. And she hasn't really grasped the concept that she missed so much of my life and that I'm older and wiser and I can make my own decisions and that, you know, I'm mad at her for the decisions that she made to be out of my life, and that's everything that I wanted her to be there for. Even when she was around in my life, the stuff that I wanted her to be there for, she was never there for. So everything that deals with me and my mother, like, we need a lot of therapy. And I've told her this time and time again to, like, work stuff out between us. She doesn't listen. So I've come to accept the fact that I'm not ever going to have a relationship with my mother. My father lives a state away, so that's tarnished. So, you know, it's, to me, like, I'm going to be okay in the end because I still have parental figures that are going to be there for me no matter what.
Have your mom reached out to you, or you reached out to her as far as like trying to do mother and daughter things? Like, have any of you initiated, you know, like reaching out?
We've tried to like go shopping, go out to eat, go have fun somewhere, go swimming or something. It always ends up in a huge argument. Like, no matter what, she'll say something to me, and it'll just flip the wrong switch. I'll say something to her, and it flips around the switch. Like, I do it intentionally because she'll just make me mad. She does it unintentionally and then gets mad at me when my switch gets flipped because she's not understanding where I'm coming from, because her whole life she's always had her mother there. She's never gone through anything that I've ever had to go through, so she doesn't understand. And, you know, she always tells me, oh, you know, well, there's people out there that are worse than you. And I tell her all the time, I understand that, and I do feel bad for them, for those people. But at the same time, like, that's not my focus. My focus is our relationship, and you're not trying to help it.
I know what my mom does. Even though I don't really fuck with my mom too tough, I forgave her. I go on air and say that I forgave her. And my mom used to beat the hell out of me, but I forgive her. I don't forget shit, but I forgive her. And that's the only way I was able to, you know what I'm saying, have peace, is because, you know, I was able to do that. But, hold on, miss. We about to take a quick, you know, commercial break real quick or whatever. If you just tuned in, this is Real Talk with Lucky Me. We got lovely lady online. We having a nice, deep conversation talking about forgiveness. This Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio. And we about to go into that that Amira Girls remix, you know what I'm saying, by the kid Lucky Me.
Really, Lucky? Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay.
Oh, girl.
Marie.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna give that pussy up.
Uh-huh.
I know these dudes out here playing.
Yeah.
But you, girl, keep on playing games.
Uh-huh.
Elmira, girl.
Remix.
Elmira, girl.
Remix.
Elmira, girl.
This the remix.
Elmira, girl. Amara girl,
yo, if money's the motivation, girl, look at me cause it's hard to tell. You tell me never let you go cause you know me well. You rolling this with your life, you playing suicide. Know me and you in the world, girl, it's family guys. Drugs, beers, and shit, you want penetration. I'm thinking caps and gowns, I'm thinking education. Where I found the line, girl, you got me waiting. I wanna fuck that pussy, girl, I'm impatient, yeah. Amara in the mix, I'm in the back blowing live with your well with some chicks. You need a good man, but you don't want that. You got your hands in the air like Lucky. Where the money at? How you live, I don't know. You can't gas the kid like grass, room to grow. Girl, you my last bitch, but no diva though. But I think you beautiful, and I'm a gentleman. Sign you ain't used to. I shine bright like the sun, girl, where your dollars at? I got a black cherry now. Girl, you can holler back. Sucking on dick and shit, come, you swallow that. I buy girls flowers, never beat, but I'ma swallow that. Get your mom made, Facebook throwing shade. I thought you was my boo, yeah, I called you babe. I'm getting money, I don't want nothing. All I want is for Amira, girl, to stop fronting. One out of five got STDs. Young girls getting pregnant, nope, not by me.
By me, by me,
yeah, yeah. Nah, they get pregnant by me, baby. Tell them Lucky.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna get that pussy up.
Yeah.
I know these dudes out here playing.
Yeah.
But you girls keep on playing games.
Why?
Amira, girl.
Remix.
Amira, girl.
The remix.
Amira, girl.
Amira girl, remix.
Amira girl,
remix.
Amira girl,
this is the remix.
I know that you don't want love.
Nah.
You wanna get that pussy
up.
I know these dudes out here lame.
Okay.
But you girls keep on playing games.
Why?
Amira girl,
remix.
Amira girl,
remix.
Amira girl,
this is the remix.
Amira girl,
yeah.
Amira
yeah.
girl,
yeah.
Amira girl,
what up?
Really love it. Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch. Right now, fuck your store. Nah, go take care of your kids. What's a Mr. New City anyway? I'll fuck with these bum ass niggas anyway. I don't give a shit if they don't got a job. I'm from Elmira. Fuck that shit. Elmira hoes this, Elmira hoes that. Why you making songs about us anyway, Lucky? Fuck you, bum ass nigga. Nah, I don't want
to. Top, you see the me and my Gucci. Top, you see the me and my Gucci. Top.
I'm riding passenger side, I'm cruising with a fake. MIA, I'm dealing with the main. Girl, let's hit the beach, you sexy girl, let's go. I wanna lick you down and fold you like a pretzel. Girl, I'm nasty, different sexy. I'm talking handcuffs, whip and whipped cream. Make your booty clap, I'm sitting back like I'm a don. I'm ballin' like LeBron. Let's go. Kiss me.
kids. Pop, 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 two seater, me and my kids. Pop, 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 two seater, me and my kids. Pop, 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 two seater, me and my kids.
When my pants fall down, I pull that head, girl, back it up.
Mr. Rare Beat Instrumental.
My body, dick all up in your butt. You on top, you squirting, titties moving like everywhere. Honey, chocolate, girl, don't stop it, drug that pussy right there. Wanna feel you come, sweat, messing all up my scenes. Licking on your toes and your ass, because I'm a freak. Excuse my language, ho, please don't tell my mama, though. Back up at the shop, I knock them down just like some dominoes. But we get a lot of hoes. I love the coochie, and please don't call my phone if you ain't giving up that booty. I'm that
pop top two seater, me and my coochie. Pop pop top two seater, me and my coochie. Pop 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 top two seater, me and my coochie. Pop pop top two seater, me and my coochie.
Lucky Me, and we're back. We're sponsored by Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black. Shout out to that. You know what I'm saying? My cousin out there in Brooklyn, he's taking care of some important business. He's sick. He's under the weather. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he get better. He'll be back next Monday. And if you just tuned in, we're talking about a lot of things. You know what I mean? We're talking about a lot of Elmira stuff. We're talking about just some relationship stuff, just general life stuff. And we're saying, and we kicking it. The two tracks you just heard was off the Free At Last mixtape, you know what I'm saying, which you can download on that Piff. Go to search engine, type in Miss New City, or type in Lucky Me. It's free. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Good tracks. Holla. Now we're back. And we're just talking about forgiveness and stuff like that. We're going, you know what I'm saying? Switch some lanes. Miss, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. School started. You know, people going back, you know, to college and high school and stuff like that. What are some, what are getting to some fashion? You know what I'm saying? Some fashion. If there's some, what's the don'ts? What you don't want to see from college students, or if you're in the mall, you know, from the females out here in Elmira or Chemung, period?
You know, honestly, like, I'm not a big, like, fashion person. Like, people are going to wear what they want to wear, and that's how I look at it. Like, I wear what I like, what I think is cute, and you know, whatever enhances whatever I've got going on. You know, for when
How do you feel about Uggs? How do you feel about Uggs?
Uggs? I love them because I don't know why, I just do.
Now, I have a question. I see a lot of females, when they wear their Uggs, they wear those, I don't know what you call them, leggings or something like that, or them tights, spandex, whatever you want to call it. Do you ladies, are y'all warm in those?
In the wintertime?
Yes,
I
in the wintertime.
I try to stay away from leggings and tights because, especially like the spandex ones at least, because they don't keep you warm at all. That's why they're mainly better for the summer.
So when I see a snow bunny, or even sometimes the black girls, you know, they wear it. If I see a female in general with tights on and the Uggs, they just looking cute. They look cute. They're pretty much cold.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, pretty much. I want to say congratulations, Miss. You have a new vehicle. You're balling. You're doing it big or whatever. How do you feel about that?
It's an up and down love hate relationship with this car, to be honest with you. It's not what I originally wanted, because I wanted a Chevy Cobalt SS really, really bad. I could taste it. And then I saw this car and I fell in love with it. And I have a car since Wednesday, and I had to take it to the shop tonight, and it was in the shop for an hour. Because there was like something about the catalytic converter being disconnected from something, and something about a pipe being needed. I don't know. I'm so hard on this, ridiculous.
So congratulations to you on your new vehicle. You're doing it. We're doing it big. I mean, you're doing some good things. Now we're going. What people tune in for? The drama and the relationship. We have to go into relationship. You said, like, you know, guys are mad. You said possessive and stuff like that, and you don't like that.
I don't.
Now, when you say possessive, in case the guys are listening, because this thing is on, if they're not tuned in on their phone, they listen in on a computer. Now, if there's any Elmira guys that's listening, y'all need to pay attention. That's the reason why I do question of the day and stuff like that, and I try to get as much feedback from the females as possible so men can learn. It's not just me asking crazy shit. It's all about learning. And so, miss, what is that? Is that the same thing as being controlling?
No, like, controlling and being possessive to me are, like, two different things because,
if you're controlling, like, you are telling that person what to do.
All right, well,
but when you're possessive,
it's very,
Oh, all right, so I got enough time. I'm running to mom's real quick to grab the
other. I just lost train of thought. Thanks.
They are the same thing, but they're not. Like, it's the whole, what are you doing? I don't want you to do that. I'm going to blow up your phone 10,000 times. I'm going to call you at 2:30 in the morning. I'm going to call you at 4:30 in the morning. I'm going to call you at 6:30 in the morning. I'm going to keep calling you until you answer your phone. And then I'm going to give you 20 million questions about how come you didn't answer. And I want you to come over. And I want you to see me. And I want you to spend time with me. And I want you to shove up my ass. And, you know, that's not me. I need my space. Like, leave me the hell alone sometimes because I just want to be alone. I don't want to be anywhere near you. I don't want you touching me. I don't want to hear your voice. I don't want to see you. Nothing. Let me have my time. And when you blow up my phone like that, like, to me, that's a huge turnoff. Like,
man, that's go straight. You should have just fucking
drive. I got this.
Well, you're too young for this. I'm not tired.
Miss, are you breaking the law, miss?
Am I what, sir?
Breaking the law.
No, I'm not breaking the law.
Okay, we just want to make sure that, you know, I'm real talk with Lucky Me, you're not breaking the law. All right, now, you just said you don't want, so why do females get mad when dudes don't call them at all?
I don't care. Because it means that you guys don't care about, you know, if you meet some guy at the bar and you give them your number and you're giving them the right number because you like them or whatever, you know, that's a 50-50 chance. Like, they can be nice, it could be they don't really like you and they're trying to be nice, or they do like you and they forget your number, or they just want you for a little boom boom and that's it, and you don't want just a little boom boom. You want more than that.
Well, I mean, you said two things that just struck a small little nerve. The first thing you said, you was like, just to be nice. Like, I think that's one of the dumbest things of all time. You ladies give guys your number with no intentions of anything, not friendship, not sexual partners, not to get to know or nothing. You just give it to him kind of like to get him out your face or in case he's going to call right then and there in the club. Why do y'all do that instead of just saying, you know something, you're not my type at all, I'm not dissing you, I'm having a good time, have a nice night?
If I'll say that sometimes. And then there's some times where I'll just want to be funny or whatever, and I'll give them a number, but it ain't going to be the right number. And that's just probably because, like, he's jumping down my bones, he won't leave me alone, and I'm scared to tell him, hey, I'm not really into you.
Well, I mean, all right, that was the first thing. The second thing was, y'all saying that if the guy doesn't call, he's not interested, or I guess he's a player, or whatever the case may be. It's funny, we was just having this discussion the other night, me, you know, Jamaica, and two of my other dudes was in the shop, and we was talking about it. The new thing now guys should be doing is just giving a number out. Guys should no longer take you guys' number. Do you agree with that?
I think it should always go both ways. Like, if you're asking me for my number, you should automatically be giving me your number.
No, but what if the guy doesn't, he's like, you know something, he doesn't even ask you for your Facebook, your Twitter, your number. He say, you know something, miss, here's my number. When you have time, you call me or you text me.
I don't know. I'd honestly, I think I'd be a little bit shocked because you don't see that. So I don't really know how I would react to that.
Well, me and my dudes do that all the time. We give our numbers out, and we say, listen, when you have time. And the reason why we do that is for the simple fact of this. It's not because it's not that we're not interested. It's like we don't want to catch you guys at a bad time. So let's just say if you work, you're a single mom, you work, and you go to school. So, hey, I'm looking through my phone. I'm like, I'm bored or whatever, or I got a little bit of free time. I'm like, oh, this is Nancy from the mall, from the ice cream store. Oh, let's see what she's doing. I hit her up. I get the voicemail. I text her 2 hours later. She don't hit me back. I call her again. And all these times I'm calling her, she's busy. But it seems like I'm pestering her because, you know what I mean, I can't get her. So what I do, I don't ever call her again. And she never calls. Is that wrong? Should the guy keep on calling or texting?
If you're spacing out your time within a few hours, I don't really consider that pestering. I see that as you're trying to make the effort. You obviously know that I'm busy because you're not blowing up my phone with constant text messages or constant calling me, this, that, and the third. Like, it's showing me that you have enough respect to realize that, hey, she's probably busy, so I'm going to, you know, give her a few hours. You know, maybe she's working, maybe she's doing this or that and the third. Give her a few hours. If she doesn't respond to me, I'll send her another one because, you know, maybe she might have looked at it, maybe she might have forgot. But if you're going to sit there and blow up my phone 5, 6, 7 times in a row, I'm going to get mad and I'm going to want nothing to do with you.
Okay, so it breaks down. You end up checking, say you check your phone and you find out, boom, you guys go on the first date. Where should he take you on the first date? Somewhere expensive, somewhere cheap. Where should he take you? Now, when you speak, don't just speak for yourself. Just speak for like for the females in its entirety.
Well, not somewhere like Burger King or McDonald's or Wendy's or something like that. But like,
why not? Why? Females always, not to cut you off. Females always say not Burger King, not McDonald's, no White Castles, no Kennedy's. Why not those places if it's the first date?
Because that's something very common, and to me, like, that's not a date, a good date setting. Like, that's just like a friend setting. Like, if you're on a date, like, to see where you could possibly go with this person for a relationship, like, that's the wrong way to go. You need to go to, like, Denny's or Friendly's or something like that. Like, obviously not Liv's or something like where it's $14 a plate. Because to me, if it's too expensive, that's showing that you are trying too hard or you're just trying to show me that you've got something that I don't really care about. That's something like in the middle that's like, it's very common. It's very relaxed. It's something that's comfortable and the both of you can be okay and be relaxed and enjoy it.
So let me ask you a question. Who do you like as an entertainer?
I'm sorry, what did you say, sir?
Who do you like? Like when you're watching a movie and you're like, oh my God, he is so sexy. I would love to have him.
Movie-wise? Well, my best friend's at 55.
Howdy, any entertainer. It could be a singer, rapper, whoever.
My best friend's at 55, and I'm going to say Lil Wayne because there's a lot of things that I could do to Batman.
Okay, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, he sees you at a backstage concert or whatever. You guys exchange numbers. He wants to take you to McDonald's. Would you go?
Would I go? I would go, but I wouldn't feel comfortable. Like, I would, like, to me, because, like, okay, he's famous, like, and he's probably got, like, different girls at different hours of the day coming to him and getting what they want from him and him getting what they want from them. Like, I'm not going to feel comfortable, but it's what he does. And, you know, it's not going to go any further than probably getting some at the end of the night.
So, if say you, Lil Wayne, you and All right, so you and Lil Wayne exchange numbers, and in your mind, you already have it embedded in your mind that this guy, he does what he wants, he sleeps with random girls, but you still give him, you still would give him your number, exchange numbers, and pursue a potential first date?
Probably not, because he's all over. Like, it's pointless. Like,
and the person that you went, she said, what, 50 cents? So at 50 cents, she would do the same thing? She would deny it because she thinks that 50 cent, you know, got mad girls and he's doing this, this, and that?
You could at least take me to a pizza joint.
So how much money-wise, how much should a guy have for the first date? So if they're listening, so they can save their money up. What is the appropriate budget for a first date?
It's really not about the budget, but I mean, if you're really trying to take us to McDonald's for the fucking dollar menu, then I feel some type of way. Because I feel like I'm worth more than a buck.
So if he takes you to, let's say, Justin's or the Shark Bar, which, you know, the plates are probably like $49 for a plate.
No, that's overboard. That's overboard. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think Burger King or McDonald's is ideal. If you want to take them to, like, a pizza joint or something different, then I guess that's it, but... I don't know. McDonald's and Burger King is not the place to be. Not for a first date.
Well, I know for me, and any girls who know me know that I always offer the cookie date for the first date. Am I a loser for that?
No, that's cute. The cookie date, you buy them cookies?
I buy this when, like, if it's somebody serious, this is what I do. I'm giving away my secrets, so if people listening, I don't give a fuck. I still use it again. But, what I do is there's these cookies where they come three in, they call butter crunch cookies, and they're three in a pack. And what I do is, you know, if I met the young lady, it probably was real quick, so she really haven't had a chance to fill me out. So if we did go on a date, I would give her the cookie at the beginning of the date, whether I take it to a restaurant or the park or whatever, wherever we go, and I tell her, if you filling me by the end of the date, you're going to give me back the empty wrapper. If you're not feeling me, you're going to give me the whole pack of cookies.
Can't you be greedy and eat them
in the wrapper? No, that's how I usually do it. And then, you know, sometimes they ask if they can eat it, and I'll be like, that's up to you if they want to eat it. But, you know, if they eat the cookies and they still keep the wrapper, that's them telling me they're feeling a situation and stuff like that. So that so pretty much the cookie day is a go.
That's a good idea, though. It is.
That's cute. That's a good idea?
Yeah, it definitely is a good idea.
Okay. Well,
we got seven minutes.
I'm not even going to go into no more music. I'm just going to just fade out with you ladies talking about Elmira Men. And now, Miss, this is probably your first time on the show. What can Elmira do to make themselves appear better in you guys' eyes as being Elmira girls?
Have jobs. Don't sell drugs. have a car. Stop calling me for rides when you have no gas money. And stop trying to play little head games. And stop trying to play girls. And stop selling drugs. Good job.
But now, when you say, what's a head game? When you say head games, I hear that a lot because girls tell me that all the time. I ain't gonna lie. They say, lucky you play a lot of these fucking head games. I can't deal with you. You're a loser. Like, what does that mean?
Like, for instance, they'll tell you, like, what you want to hear and then tell the next person what they want to hear and then come back and be like, oh, they was lying, but you know I'm all about you, this, that, and the third, and then just keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. Like, I mean, there's probably more to it, but that's the most common one.
But how, if a guy tells you that, yo, listen, baby, you're the only one for me or whatever, da-da-da, how can he prove to you that you're the only one if you already kind of, you don't believe him anyway when he first tells you?
Well, shit, I don't believe anybody but myself anymore. Because 9 times out of 10, you are not the only one.
But do you know why guys keep at least one You know what I mean? Like, even the best guys, the you know, the proper, the good guys, you know they keep one on the side, always one. Do you know why?
Why?
Because, and don't laugh, because we don't want you guys to hurt us.
Okay, but it's hold on, and I believe you because I just heard that same thing earlier, but see, that's not great either because if you have a good female, you're going to ruin that good thing with that good female. And there are some good females out there, so if y'all are not willing to take that risk, at some point, y'all are just going to end up hurting yourselves.
What is a good female? I hear this good females. What is a good female?
It doesn't have to do with materialistic shit or money or anything like that. I'm just saying someone that's all about you, like, that will do anything for you. You know what I mean? It doesn't, because in all honesty, lucky me, you do not have to have a job or a car. You can have what you have and still maintain and take care of your man, regardless. Like, it's not all about materialistic things.
It's not all about materialistic things. I think the people who don't have, you know, that much can actually appreciate life a little more. But it's just, you know, when I see a good girl, I don't think there's too many. Well, we talking about Myra because we know Myra. And
mm-hmm.
I think the phone has made it, the texting thing and all that. I think you ladies text way too many men. Even if you don't even like them, y'all text way too many men. You got too many men in y'all circle as far as, like, you know, texting and you know, with the Facebook and with the Twitter and all that. It's easier for men to get to you. So even if you did have a good man, like, it's not like y'all in a monogamous relationship. You just texting your man, and that's it. Y'all texting other niggas and doing what y'all got to do. And so us as guys, we seeing that, we're like, damn, she's on her phone all day long. There's no way a girl who says, oh, I don't fuck with bitches because bitches is grimy, da-da-da, I don't talk to them, I don't hang out with them. So if you're not talking to females, you're talking to niggas.
But not all females are like that. There's some girls that'll shut down everything for their man.
Yeah. And it's not appreciated.
Yeah, like, there's some girls that their man will go to jail, hold them down, their man will go to prison, female will hold them down. Not all of them are like that. This is Elmira. A lot of these girls will fuck on their men.
I'll hold you down, turn around, get pregnant by other dudes.
But I'm just saying, not all girls are the same. There's not all bad ones out there. And just because there's a few bad ones, it kind of makes a name for the rest of us. And that's not cool either.
I think Elmira has a lot of pretty girls that can be, for instance, this girl came to the store yesterday. She, I ain't going to say her name, whatever, because she's on my Facebook. But she came to the store. She has a beautiful face, a fucking beautiful face. But she came in with a dirty T-shirt, like a real, real dirty T-shirt. Like she was working on cars or something like that. And she had sweats on, and she had socks with slippers. You know the clear slippers in the front? It just looked real crazy. And I'm like, dang, a lot of these Elmira girls, they just, as a female, they just come out the house. However, like, as a guy, we can pull that off, you know what I mean, with the shorts and, you know, a rugged T-shirt or a sweater or something like that, because that's guy stuff. Like, why do so many Elmira girls just don't care how they come outside?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a comfort thing, I guess. You really, like, if you are comfortable with yourself, you ain't going to care what other people think.
I will walk outside,
booty
naked. What you got to say about me now? I don't care.
You're naughty, miss. That's what I
would say. Well, I've done it. I've gotten booty naked before and not cared. It's like you just have to be comfortable with it yourself. And, okay, if somebody wants to say, oh, my God, look at her. She's out here and she's fat. She's wearing a bikini and she's fat. She shouldn't be doing that. Oh, well, at least I'm comfortable enough with my body to be out here looking like that and not give a care in the world about what you have to say to me or what you think about me, because at the end of the day, what I think about myself is all that matters. So if I want to come around town all day in a pair of flip-flops and my whole Diva outfit for bed and my hair is all up in a mess and I got a sweatshirt on, like, I'm comfortable with myself. I don't care. I'm not trying to look good for nobody at that moment in time. So the whole world can see me like that. But, you know,
and you're right.
I'm going out.
And everybody, that everybody should, if you're listening, everybody should learn from this young lady. She loves herself, whatever. But we got 30 seconds left on the show. It's Real Talk with Lucky Me every Monday from 8 to 10. Shout out to my son Amari, my son Joe, and you know what I mean? Shout out to my baby mamas, we signing off.